The Center on Budget and Policy Priority says poor families in Florida and across the U.S. are poorer than they were in 1996. That's the year Congress changed cash assistance to low-income families, or welfare, to a block grant system. Here's former President Bill Clinton speaking at a press conference in 1996.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I pledged to end welfare as we know it. I have worked very hard for 4 years to do just that.
Congress is currently considering making Medicaid into block grants. That means capping the federal dollars to states, but allowing states greater freedom to limit eligibility or services, or impose requirements like working a certain number of hours a week. The head of Florida's Agency for Health Care Administration says the state can provide the best Medicaid service without cutting anyone from its roles. Health policy advocates say treating Medicaid like welfare will leave Floridians without medical care and hurt seniors in nursing homes. President Clinton created temporary assistance for needy families, also known as TANF, more than 20 years ago. States impose time limits, penalties, and lifetime caps on benefits. Karen Goodall is with the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy. She says less people are on TANF because they don't meet the state-imposed requirements.
Most studies show that there's not a correlation between people leaving the program and having jobs that have lifted them out of poverty.
Florida gives a TANF family of three a max of $303 a month. Florida has not increased its monthly benefit or kept up with inflation. It's one of 16 states where benefits are 20% below the federal poverty line. Governor Scott says he wants Florida's entire $26 billion Medicaid budget to be block granted. The state gets nearly $16 billion in federal funding, and taxpayer funds and other state money makes up the rest.
So my goal is to get a lot more flexibility from the federal government, because no different than Florida, I'm sure every governor believes that they know what's best for their citizens. And I believe that we can build a better program if the federal government gives us the money without all the strings attached.
The state of Florida is asking President Donald Trump's administration for more flexibility to set eligibility standards and to start coverage when patients are approved for Medicaid, not when they apply. The application process can take months. Lou Marie Poliska-West, a research associate with the Claude Pepper Center, says taking that retroactive coverage away will be a huge financial burden.
The individual and their families would be responsible for that. If they don't have the funding, they're not going to be able to stay in the nursing home, because non-payment of care is one of the allowed reasons for a person to be discharged.
Scott is asking the feds to waive a law that regulates provider rates and to waive requirements for Florida to consider public comments. AHCA Director Justin Senior says the changes will save the state $830 million. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.